not.
Did you come in?
Did you?
If
do you smell something?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm making eggs.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because about an hour ago, I got really hungry.
What eggs are you using?
I'm using the ones from the chickens out back.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I got 3 eggs each for both of you boys.
Oh, that's good.
And 2 eggs for little old me.
You're not that little.
Come on.
You deserve just as much eggs as any man in this house.
Yeah, anybody.
I agree that I deserve just as many eggs, but I only want 2 as I'm watching my figure.
Okay. All right, Mom. If she only wants 2, let her have 2. No reason
Where's
to force
your drive?
Her to have more eggs.
You ought to want more eggs.
Henry, I don't think I need any more eggs. I'm very happy with 2 eggs.
I wish I was that happy.
I'm giving you 3 eggs, so I hope that makes you happy, Henry.
I'm happy with 3 eggs,
Danny,
Mom.
That's very sweet of you. That's very sweet of you.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, breakfast will be done in about, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Okay.
It always takes forever.
But they're so good. The eggs are so good. She's so careful.
She's too careful. You ever notice when she's tying your shoes, she triple knots?
Yeah, and how she still ties my shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's okay, you know, she's looking out for me, you know, she wants the best.
Okay, I have to admit, I burnt the first round of eggs, and that's why I have to start over. I'm going to start the whole breakfast over because it's kind of...
Bring them over. Bring them over.
Well, I've already thrown them away in the garbage can, Henry, so you can go scrounging and digging them up.
But do you have 8 more eggs? Because if you used 8 eggs, that's more than half a dozen.
To be honest, we don't have any more eggs.
So you don't have any? You don't have 4 left from the previous dozen?
No. They're from the chickens out back, and you know,
right.
It takes some time.
Oh, right, it's not from a store. It's not like a real chicken just lays a dozen eggs.
I'm hungry now.
Well, Henry, you have to be patient. You've never been able to be patient. I need you to exercise a little patience right now.
Well, I tell you what I've been exercising. I've been exercising my legs and my arms and my abs since I woke up this morning, and I've been shoveling shit and forking hay. And
all you do is talk about the shit you shovel. Why can't we just talk about each other? We know there are bigger problems going on, Henry.
I like talking shit. And if you just want to fuck around here in the kitchen,
watch
all
your
day,
language in front of your son.
I'm fed up. But I'm not fed up from my wife.
It's coming.
Dad, do you want me to go out and get you breakfast?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go to the Burger King or the McDonald's?
No, I want you to fucking hunt like I taught you.
Hunt?
I want you to take that gun I gave you and go kill something.
For breakfast?
Whatever it is, it'll do.
So what, like a pig?
Yeah. Any other ideas? I mean, there's deer in the area,
I've never heard of eating deer or pigeon for breakfast.
Well, Danny, part of, you know, sourcing your food from home is you have to go out and get your hands a little dirty.
Yeah,
now, your father and I might not agree on everything, but this is one thing that we won't let go.
So, but would you eat any kind of meat for breakfast?
Listen, beggars can't be choosers.
So any kind of
meat? And in this household, we're beggars. We ain't got no money. We ain't got no food.
Uh-huh.
So what we're doing...
So anything?
We're going out to Mother Nature, and we're fucking begging.
Doesn't have to be
please,
a...
God.
Doesn't have to...
your boy.
Doesn't have to be a pig?
I would... If I had my way, I'd have ham this morning.
Okay, so a pig.
Okay?
So a pig.
If you can. Now, I'm not trying to pressure you. Listen, Ernie. You know I'm proud of you. You know I'm proud of you. Whatever you do will be great. I'll love you no matter what. I want a pig.
Henry, you know he hates when you call him that. All right? Just because the kid loves Sesame Street doesn't mean you gotta call him Ernie.
He's got that fucking nose. It's your dad's nose.
Oh, and you, Dan, you know I asked everybody a year ago to call me Danny. That I want to be called Danny now, and... You know, I just don't appreciate you still using the old name. I know
also,
it's the name you gave me, that you and Mom gave me when I was born, was Ernie, but I asked everybody a year ago, please, and you said you would. I know you rolled your eyes and you.
It's just, didn't really it's hard
make
because
eye contact with me when I asked you the question.
You just look so much like the Muppet. You really are spitting.
Well, that's
image.
Why I don't want the name. That's why I want okay, to be called
right. Danny.
You're
right. I stopped talking about it. I'm sorry, Danny.
I thought it was.
Listen, Ernie.
Was I born looking like that, and then you named me Ernie as a
I'm
joke?
I'm calling you.
Is that what happened, Mom?
I could just see the writing on the wall.
So, yes.
Yes.
Well, Danny,
that's
then,
not.
Please.
That's not the point.
It's
we
Danny.
We are ready for breakfast. And
no, we're not. We're well, not ready for breakfast. Where the fuck have you been?
Wait, I took so to baking breakfast, breaking my okay. back, cracking
gonna
huge eggs over the stove. And you know what? I made one mistake. I burnt the eggs.
You
I admit
made,
it.
You made, well, three, three, and
I'm gonna
two.
Go get the pig.
I'm not
I'm
the one
go
going to
pig.
School. Okay. Yeah, please.
You know, you just can't act like that in front of your son.
I'm hungry?
Shape up.
What?
Yeah, hangry is the more appropriate word.
I'm a. I feel like you don't understand how many calories I need for the amount of work I do for this family.
I know you're a hard working man, and you honestly, you look like skin and bones. I gotta put more weight on you. I admit it, I'm not picking up the slack here. But I. You know what? At least I'm not trying to corrupt our son with all this shit talk and the F words.
I'm sorry.
Because you know what? He doesn't show it, but he's got your temper down underneath.
I know. I see it. I see it. Sometimes he's playing with the toys, and it's just nothing but bickering, and he tears them to shreds. It's costing us a fortune in entertainment.
He he rips them up. We don't have the budget for the toys, okay? We really don't. And, you know, you just get him going. And he respects you. You know he looks up to you.
No, he's out there hunting. I really mean it. I'm so proud of him.
I'm really proud of him too. Finally.
But no, you're right. You're right. I've been losing my temper.
Okay. And so you know what? I was too.
But also I imagine you must be hangry. You ought to eat more, too.
I eat like a little bird. I eat like a bird. I just nibble
If I'm
day.
Hungry with three, you must need like 12.
No, no, no. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm doing just fine.
Baby.
Come on, Henry.
You got bags under your eyes. You've not been sleeping.
Oh, stop. Kids, don't get handsy with me right now.
Well, the kid's away. This is our chance. Oh, fuck. God damn. Hey,
it's fucking Ernie.
Delivery.
Oh, hey.
No, it's not Ernie.
Joe. Package. You need the package requires a signature.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he doesn't. I hands, so I'll sign it.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
you don't.
It's heavy. Oh my gosh.
It is. Yes, it was heavy. I had to use the hand truck to get it up the walk here.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
I didn't mean offense. That's just what it's called. It's called a hand truck.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
I guess I could have called it a dolly. I apologize. I should have said I
no,
used a dolly
no need to
give me a hand bringing it. I'm sorry.
No,
geez, I
please,
slipped up
stop
again
being
there.
So-
it's a,
I tell you
give
what,
me a hand
let me
there.
Show you how unsorry I, we
You're
all
right.
ought
Let's
to be about
Let's
make this.
Amends and just shake hands. And God damn it, I did it again. I said I brought up the hands one more time. There.
So
I
just
believe
honestly,
I did that.
It's not. I bring it up all the time.
It's
like
just,
you know, he gets handsy with me, and
yeah.
I should really be saying he's getting nubby.
Oh, handsy,
with me.
Right? Well, you know how it is when you're told you shouldn't say something. It's kind of all you can think about.
If
it.
You
it's
guys,
it's
if,
coming back up.
If you guys just want to talk about my lack of hands, I can go.
No, I'm not trying.
I mean,
to,
that sounds good.
I'm just stumped. I'm so, God damn it,
that's,
I'm really do apologize.
I'm gonna go. I
that
got
was
it.
A little too intentional. You're gonna hurt his
I
feelings.
Didn't know. It's not intentional at
I'm
all.
I'm gonna go
just,
find something to kill. Okay?
I just don't know how to
I'll
sever this train of
this
thought.
Afternoon.
Mark, I mean, this has been. This is the third time in the last month that this has
I
happened.
Know. Every time I deliver a package, we go through this same rigmarole.
I know. It was, well, you were just handing him the pen at first.
Handing.
And,
see,
right,
there we
exactly,
go again. It just keeps happening.
It's really hard.
Oh, and when you think about it, my whole job.
Yeah.
Carrying things with my hands.
Yeah.
And then I hand them to people.
So you're always talking about hands.
I'm thinking
hands.
And talking
you
in
really,
a world of hands
you
constantly.
You can't talk about hands like... I mean, he works in manual labor. Do you know how
I know,
hard
but
that
it's
is without
gotta be terrible without
hands?
It's just hard. My whole world is hands. You know, my wife, she does manicures for a living.
I know.
Oh, mommy. That was her.
You got another delivery coming in?
Or? Oh, no. That was my wife. Sent me a picture of her breasts.
Oh my gosh. Can I see?
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic. Mark, you lucky guy.
I know. It's been great. Ever since our second child was born, there's just been fantastic breasts.
No kidding.
That's right.
Maybe I should have another.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was nice to see you, Mark. I suppose, you know, I'll see you next week and you bring us a new package.
Yep.
We're ordering them all the time.
You keep ordering stuff, I'll keep coming, you know.
Yeah.
Is he gone yet?
Yes, he's leaving right now. Okay.
All right, I'll get out of here. I'm sorry. This is good to see you.
Yeah, okay. Did you kill anything, honey?
I found a mouse.
In the house?
Yeah. Oh. It was that one that kept getting into the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well fed. I think you ought to fry him up.
Oh, but I named him. I can't eat that.
Yeah, you won't eat him. It's for me. I killed him. I earned him. I'm eating him.
Yeah, but Francisco. His name is Francisco. Francisco the mouse. Isn't that cute?
Sounds like a communist.
I suppose it kind of does sound like it.
I'm not even sure I should eat him now.
Okay, well then let's have a burial for him instead. Let's not eat the mice when your son's out hunting, and we'll have eggs tomorrow, probably. Depending on what the rooster is.
I might not make it. Your son and I might not make it. We're really coming to our wits' end here, man.
We'll slaughter a chicken if we have to.
When are we going to get ahead, huh? When are we going to have the life that even Danny needs? You know, if not for us, well, what kind of life is he going to have?
Well,
Francine the mouse meals?
I think you know, this package might actually help. This might...
No?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been spending again, I see.
Well, this is what we call an investment, honey.
Well, you know I don't know those highfalutin college terms that you went off to the big city and learned. Okay, learn me on investments.
Okay, well, get ready. It's a gold bar.
A gold bar?
Yeah.
A gold bar?
Yeah.
Where in Sam Hill did you order a gold bar? That's it. Let me go. Oh, my God.
It's heavy, right?
That's a real gold. It says 24 carats.
I responded to an email, and they just sent this my way.
Now, a who what?
They an email. When I go to the library.
The where?
Okay. Well, I suppose you don't know my whole daily routine, but I'll go to the library, and I'll send a few emails every day. I have a nice email account that I communicate with the world with.
And you just asked someone for a gold bar?
No, someone asked me to take a gold bar.
Okay, well, what's the catch here?
I thought there was a catch, too, but I just said, yeah, I'll take it, and I sent my address and whatnot.
Honey, you can't... Nothing in this life is free. And boy, do I know that. I paid for it with my two hands. But a gold bar, that's going to cost one of us a life or something. I don't... What did the email say?
They said for one gold bar, all you need to do is just say that I owed him a favor.
Okay, who was... How did you get this email?
It was just in my spam folder. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Let me get this. Hello?
Did you get the baggage?
What? Hey, hello? Are you the man from the library?
Excuse me?
Are you the librarian that gave my wife a gold bar?
I'm the man from the email.
Oh, yes, the email.
I'm No, I check my email in an office or not in the library. I don't sit in the library except for my daughter's reading program.
Okay, should I?
It's a summer reading program. Every time they read a book, they get a little sticker. They put the sticker on the map. She feels really accomplished when she completes the whole map.
I did notice some stickers on that gold bar that you sent.
It's a pizza party if you complete the map at the end of the summer. The kids get to go to a pizza party.
Honey, is it them?
Yeah.
Is it the person?
Did you get the package?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. So, yes, I got a package. I got some stickers.
I got a market in a computer system. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed in your computer?
Delivered.
Okay. Good. So, I guess we're square, right?
Well, you gotta do that favor.
Well, so here's the thing.
If you don't do the favor, if the favor don't go so good, we're gonna come get that gold bomb back.
I completely understand. So here's the thing, though, that my wife, this is all her thing, and okay. I'm not sure.
Just let me talk to her.
Yeah.
What am I talking to you for, then? Okay. If it's not your thing. Why am I talking to you?
Well, really,
it's not your thing. I don't want to be talking to you. I want to be talking to the man of the house, not the, you know.
You know, really, I think I just want to send this package back.
Excuse me?
I don't think we want no package.
What are you talking about?
You want to send the package?
Hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone here.
Okay. No, okay, so. What are you making me talk to your husband for?
So, here's the thing.
We talk on email. We've been talking for months.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Your husband is talking to me like I'm some kind of, what is this?
Come on, we have a rapport.
What is this?
We have a rapport, and here now your husband's coming in, he's what are you trying to do?
Oh, is this, jeez, I'm sorry, you have to
you
remind me your name.
You don't even know his name?
I can't remember
Dimitri.
It. Dimitri, that's right, I knew it was a lot of syllables. Oh, come on.
I am not a communist.
He's not a communist.
I'm not
he's
a communist.
Really good guy. He sent us this gold, look at this gold bar.
I'm very
that's
interested
real.
In
okay.
capitalist markets.
I'm trying.
I'm not
that's very. That's good, Dimitri.
I'm just trying to figure out what this favor is. Just out with it, okay? What do you want from us?
It's about your boy.
Oh no!
You can't have the boy.
We don't want the boy.
Permanently. Yeah.
We just want him for a little bit.
Wait a minute, Dimitri.
What?
Dimitri,
just,
this isn't
just
fair.
For a week.
What are you going to do with my boy?
It's my favor to give, Dimitri. I can, you know, run some drugs if you want, if that's what this is.
She's got great legs. Great what? Runner.
I'm just, oh,
I don't
I'm
run
just
drugs.
Making a joke. I know you're
we
not.
We don't run drugs.
Right.
We need your boy. For 1 week.
You can't have the boy.
To shoot a series of commercials.
Oh, wow. Commercials.
What kind of commercials?
It's for dog food.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Is It'll he going to get paid to be in these commercials?
You get the gold bar.
Oh, and then, wait, I want to act in a commercial. I'll do it.
We already have.
We talked about that, and we decided that your son was really the best way to go, the direction that we wanted to go for
the
dog food.
He's got the look. He's got the look. I admit that.
Okay.
He's got the look. He's got the look. He's got the look.
So what's this commercial? What's
it's for
it
dog
looks
food.
Like? Yeah, what's it look like?
Well, one of the commercials, he's petting the dog. Dog gets hungry, you know. It's buck, buck, buck. He puts out some, but the kid fills the dish with the food. Your boy, he'll fill the dish with the food. The dog will eat the food. The dog's happy. He pets the dog.
That's good. You know what, Dimitri? Let us get back to you on this. Let us get back to you. We got to talk to our son
about
this.
One of them.
Dimitri, real quick.
Yeah.
How did you get my wife's email?
She logged onto my website, signed up from a mailing list.
Honey.
I just signed up for so many. They send so many great deals.
Well, you got the right one.
I think I got a good one.
Yeah, it was coupons for mops.
Coupons for mops?
It's a mailing list about coupons for mops.
Coupons for mops.com.
That's my website.
Hey, listen, you're going to have to take me down to the library one day and show me how all this works, because I am out of my depth here.
There's a lot of coupons for mops. There's more than you'd think. More coupons than you'd think for mops, let me tell you what, buddy.
Okay. Well, yeah. Dimitri.
I mean, how much is a mop? Mop can run you like
$30.
A mop can run you like
$30, I'm still in the market for a mop, Dimitri.
But let me tell you, you get one of these coupons, you can get a mop for like $12.
I mean, we got a gold bar. $15. Instead.
You got a gold bar. Well, it's not connected to the mobs. We started a correspondence.
Did you say mobs?
Mops.
I'm still hearing mobs.
Mop.
I'm hearing it too.
It's coupons for mops.
I had a bad feeling.
It's not connected to mops. Yet. What is this? What do you mean?
Where did you get this gold bar?
Where did I get that gold bar?
Yeah.
My cousin.
Okay.
So he collects them.
He collects, and he was just giving them away?
No, I told him your wife's situation.
That we have a child?
That you can't provide for the family. You're unable to meet the needs of your wife and your child.
Dimitri and I have been petting. She's so sad.
Oh. She's so disappointed. She struggles every day with the continuing to wake up and face her life and what's become of her.
Dimitri, you could stop.
We speak every day.
Hey, we'll call you back here.
What is it?
Okay. Okay, enough is enough.
I exaggerated a little bit on those emails, okay?
The delivery man, the milkman, the Dimitri man from the internet. You're just going to go around yammering about how I ain't got hands and I can't provide. And the boy is lonely and sad.
Well, do you want to get somewhere, Henry? Do you want us to get somewhere? I'm at least here trying. I'm fine. I'm doing fine. We just need a little extra, and if I gotta, pitch a sob story, so be it.
I'm the sob story. You gonna pitch me?
Henry, you kinda are. Oh, don't start with this again.
Guys, it was cold out there, Mom and Dad.
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
No.
Nothing.
Dad, are you crying?
No, we got a disappointing phone call. And,
yeah, it's okay, Dad. I cried a little, too.
Oh, you were crying out there?
You crying, son?
I was crying a little.
What? I'm sorry, sir. What were you crying about?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but I saw a pig.
Yeah.
And I shot at it.
And it
ran away.
Oh.
And then I started, thinking about how I'm just no good. And I can't bring home something. I can't provide for my family. I'll never be able to give what's needed.
Danny, no.
I can't. I'm not enough.
My boy.
I'm not enough.
Danny, sit down. Danny, come on. Let's all just have a little family meeting. And
I have these two hands, but no one to show me how to use them. You know?
Danny, we
no one can show me how to use them.
Danny, don't. Danny, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I don't have hands.
It's not your fault, Dad. It's not your fault.
I wish I could have taught you how to shoot that gun I gave you.
You know, Mom still has hands. Maybe she can turn her lady hands into man hands and show me how to use my hands.
That's not how hands work,
son.
Boys,
you need to stop right now, okay? If you want things to turn around, we've got our golden opportunity right in front of us. Danny,
what are you talking about?
You're going to have to go away for a little while.
What?
You're going to have to go work with a Russian mobster.
Excuse me?
We didn't decide on this. We didn't have enough time to talk about this. You can't just make those kinds of decisions.
Someone has to step up in this house, and it's going to be me. I'm not going to live in filth anymore. I'm not going to live handless, lifeless. I am going to move on.
I don't understand. What?
You are going to go be in a dog food commercial, Danny.
Just
and
one?
And it's earned us this gold bar right here.
Oh, wow.
It appears to be a genuine 24-karat gold bar. So.
And this guy knows his shit, okay?
Wow. Dad? When you say this guy, you mean Dad?
Dimitri, I meant. I didn't mean your father. Your father doesn't know shit.
I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing either.
Danny, sorry.
You can turn it all around for us right now.
If I just go be in a dog food commercial?
Danny, I think we need you to do this for us.
God knows your father can't.
Okay, I can't. He can't. They wanted him to be in the commercial?
I didn't even ask. I could have asked.
You were the first person that they mentioned. I said, the guy doesn't have hands. Oh, and they said, that's a deal breaker for us.
Every time.
I've never seen a person without hands in a commercial.
Exactly.
I was going to be the first. That was my dream, Danny.
That's a glass ceiling that might never get broken.
I used to live in L.A., you know. I went to all the auditions. 2 years straight. Every day an audition.
Oh. No. Wow.
Sometimes I got so discouraged I started wearing gloves on top of the stumps.
Are you gonna be mad that I'm in this commercial then? Or are you?
Probably.
So.
And wait, if I can get in a commercial, I'm gonna be in a commercial, and you tried all that time to be in a commercial. Maybe I'm not gonna be nothing.
That's right, Danny.
I thought,
am nothing. Yeah, just say it.
That he's nothing. That I would grow up to be. That's my limitations were Dad's limitations.
No, you're going to be something, Ernie. You are gonna be something.
You better be something. Ernie, I wanted you to be named Ernie because I wanted you to earn it.
Yeah, but everybody makes fun of me and calls me Ernie because I look at Sesame Street characters. Yeah, well, just call me Danny, please.
That was coincidental, but really.
Your mom made it sound like you guys thought I would look like the Sesame Street character.
I was poking fun. Sometimes I'm too hard on you, Danny. But really, I wanted you to earn it because I knew that you could.
I appreciate you saying that, Dad.
You're going to earn this gold bar the way that I never could.
In commercials.
And I was hoping that you seeing me being, you know, a nobody.
Right.
I was hoping that was what was going to motivate you. But I didn't realize how much you had internalized, you know, the vision of your future in me. And I apologize for how big of a drain I've been on this film.
No, but Dad, no, Dad.
When you think of me, I just want you to think, hey, that's, I can't be like that. I won't be like that. I'm gonna be in a dog commercial. I'm gonna feed a dog and earn a gold bar. And everything's gonna turn out right. Ain't that right, honey?
Listen, I made you a little cereal. All right. There's no milk, but it's cereal nonetheless.
Oh.
He just gets so worked up.
Oh, I was famished.
Danny, you're going to turn everything around for this family.
I hope so, Mom.
I know so.
I hope so.
I feel like everything's going to be okay now.
Yeah, as long as, you know, Dimitri calls us back because I don't have his number.
I think you should answer it. I'm worried I messed things up already, so you just take care of it.
You're right,
okay?
You're right.
Okay.
All right. Cling. Hello?
Hello.
Dimitri?
Oh, yes, this is Dimitri. Hello.
It's good to hear your voice. We have good news.
Thank you.
Danny,
it's nice to hear your voice as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Danny, I want you to say hello to the nice Russian man.
Hello, Dimitri.
Oh, is it the Danny, your boy?
You're on speakerphone, Dimitri.
Is that your boy, Danny?
That is him.
That's my boy. That's what you like to be called, right? Danny?
He's going to be a star.
Yeah, I like to be called Danny. I don't like to be called Ernie, even though that is technically my name.
That's okay. You know what? You can have a stage name. You want to pick a different last name, too?
I can do that?
I wouldn't do that.
I can do that? That's right.
I don't recommend doing that.
For the stage, you got a different name as a performer.
A very strong last name, Danny.
Bert Swallow has been in, you know, it's been steady going.
Yeah, but Danny,
it's American.
Bert Swallow, it's... I think I want to be...
Well, Ernie really had a better ring to it.
I think I want to be
Ernie
something more
Bert
like...
Swallow. My boy.
Danny Binder.
Binder. You sound like a school supply.
Danny Binder. No, it's a name. It sounds like it's a strong man's name. Binder. Mr. Binder.
Keeps
things together, you know, like a binder.
Like a family.
We can work on it, kid. You know, you don't gotta go with the first idea that pops in.
See, Dimitri didn't even like
it. Dimitri didn't even like it.
It's not that I didn't like it, guys. Don't speak for me. I don't like when people speak for me. But I don't feel like there's better, there's stronger choices out there. Nobody goes with the first choice. Nobody goes with the first thing that pops in the head. Nobody does this. Come on, you know. It's
like Manila.
Manila? Like the envelope?
Yeah.
How about
Danny Manila?
Ooh, that actually, Danny Manilla, that's not bad.
I actually kind of like Danny Manilla, too. I do like
Danny Manilla.
Maybe you're not.
Hey, Danny Manilla. Danny Manilla, damn. I can see Danny Manilla in big letters. I can see Danny Manilla in a marquee. I can see blankety blank motion picture starring Danny Manilla.
You did it, Henry. I see it now.
I see it now. Danny Manilla. Tonight's guest on Conan O'Brien is Danny Manilla.
You're going to be a star, son.
This week's host of Saturday Night Live, Danny Manilla.
Dimitri, I tell you
Terry what. Terry Gross talks to Danny Manilla about his tell-all autobiography, where he reveals the horrible truth about his upbringing and family life.
Really thinking ahead on this, Dimitri. I really appreciate the forethought. Obituary
of Danny Manilla.
Okay, too far, Dimitri.
I'm picturing this obituary in USA Today. That's an internationally syndicated newspaper.
At the very least, it's national.
At the very least, USA. I think you can get it elsewhere.
I think.
Like Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Danny Manilla.
I wouldn't know because I've not traveled abroad. I've not had a whole lot of.
Well, those days are over. When your son's a movie star, you're going to be traveling all over the world. Oh. We're talking Sunday's Film Festival. Cannes Film Festival.
I wish I knew what these things were.
Other film festivals.
Film festivals. Wow, that
film festival.
South by Southwest.
That must be incredible.
I'm sure there's some sort of New York City film festival.
As a movie star from a family of shit shovelers.
That's the Bert Swallow name, is shit shoveling.
That's what happened to Tom Hanks.
But from here on out,
That's what happened to Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks' parents were shit shovelers.
Really?
That's right.
Wow.
Now, he was some sort of oil baron or...
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Shit shoveler, became a movie star.
Oh.
One of the biggest movie stars in America.
Yeah.
That's right. I could have him to your son.
Well, Dimitri,
right now, you already got a gold bar.
I am a boy.
So, right now, you're looking at just an uphill.
Honey, well, what do you want? What's the first thing you want to buy with this money?
Oh, I want new feet.
New feet like you always wanted.
Like I always wanted.
Because you've been wheeling around for years here, you know, homebound.
I finally can invest in myself.
You deserve...
What do you want?
You know, I think I just want to buy Danny a new gun. I just want him...
You mean it, Dad?
Yeah. The one you have is so small.
Dad, that's so generous. Here you are without hands. You don't got hands. And you want to spend your money on me.
Of course, Danny, you're off mute. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't even have the gold bar. Honestly, I don't deserve any of it. I'm not going to take a cent.
Dad,
that's not true. I'm not going to take a shaving of this gold bar.
Dad, anything.
It's your mother.
Danny, just let him.
Just let me for once. I never get to make the decisions here. All I get to do is shovel the shit.
All right, temper.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're in a happy mood. This is a good time.
We're celebrating.
There's a lot going on. God bless Dimitri. God bless my wife. For having my son that, you know, is bringing this prosper to us.
Oh, this is the best day of my life.
Best day ever.
So we can be ready in like an hour, 2 hours.
Where is this?
What?
We gotta...
We'll send a car.
Yeah. Okay, well, just so you know, the farm out here, roads are pretty rough. So if you can... You know,
what? Send a dune buggy?
Yeah, it's more of a 4x4 situation.
Okay, so, we can do that.
Yeah.
Like a dune buggy for real or like a truck?
I'd recommend a truck. There is quite a bit of sand, but that's most of the terrain is rocks and dirt.
I feel like I'm getting mixed messages on whether or not I should send a dune buggy.
There's also a lot of shit. So don't.
Oh, the dune buggy might not want because it's open air.
Yeah,
I'd get your point there. So a 4x4 truck,
frankly,
SUV.
There's a moat too.
Aquatic. Yeah, so aquatic vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, we'll send an aquatic vehicle. One of those things with the ball wheels that goes on the water.
Right.
And up on land again.
And bring a good length of rope. I'll
tell you what I'm not going to do and what I'm never going to do. And I'm going to make this clear day one right now. I'm never going to send a hovercraft ever.
Oh.
No.
It would be easiest if you said it would really be easiest.
No.
That would be extravagant and the kind of, you know, that is not our lifestyle. I would not expect that.
Other land to aquatic vehicles are acceptable, but not hovercraft and never hovercraft.
If you could just make sure that the 4x4 had a ramp for us to wheel my beautiful wife up in the wheelchair.
We're sending a truck.
Right. So, honey, are you okay if we just put you in the bed of the truck?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're in a wheelchair. Ma'am.
What?
Ma'am, you're in a wheelchair.
Listen
up. Ish.
We'll send a handicap accessible vehicle.
Thank you.
A 4x4 outdoor all-terrain vehicle that's both aquatic and land accessible.
Danny, you're going to love this. I'm sure you've never seen a vehicle like this.
You know what? In this section, it might be better to send a helicopter out there.
Oh, wow.
You mean it?
What do you think about that? How would you folks like to take a little ride on a helicopter? Huh?
Oh, that would be incredible.
All right, good. Well, not you, just Danny.
Oh.
No, I thought that, well...
He's a helicopter ride
out the middle of nowhere to shoot some stuff with some dog. Wow, that's great.
Danny, this is going to be a big adventure for you. Your whole life is starting now, and there's going to be a lot of pressure.
Okay.
You're going to find yourself in a lot of circumstances where you don't know what you're doing, and it's scary and new, but you got to be brave, okay? You got to be brave for Ma and me.
I packed your things. I packed all your things. Thanks, you go.
Hey, listen, kid, anything comes up and you don't know what to do, just listen to me, all right? Just do exactly
just listen
what,
to him.
Just do exactly what
Danny,
I tell
are you,
you
listening?
Do. Okay, Danny boy.
Danny, listen.
Danny, repeat what he just said if you just were listening.
If I don't know what to do, I'll just do exactly what Mr. Dimitri tells me.
Is that what he said?
I couldn't make out a goddamn word.
I can't understand.
But it sounded like he knew. He spit it out real quick, so he's a good listener.
He's a good, yeah.
He's a good boy.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Okay. All right, we'll send him up. We'll see you in about an hour. Okay, little guy.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, see you in an hour. Bye, all Dimitri. Right.
Can't thank you enough.
Oh my God.
We're in the money.
Yeah.
So... We gotta get you ready, Danny. You gotta take a bath. You're filthy.
Okay.
You've been out hunting.
Yeah. by the way, you know, I never told you what I got. I did catch something, what? Even though the pig ran away. What? But it's just I just filled my pockets with worms.
Oh, that's great.
I'll fry them up right now.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
That's my favorite. Okay. Hey, priorities first. You gotta wash the boy up.
Okay. You cook the worms?
I'll cook the worms.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna try my best, all right?
All right.
Wish me luck. God damn it! Oh, fuck! Worms!
I can't get up these stairs!
The worms are everywhere!
Danny, drag me up the stairs!
Okay, I'll try.
They're burrowing into the floorboard!